Thanks, Baz, and good morning to you, Steve. Outside of Miami, where the game is being played this year, there is no place where the Super Bowl, which happens Sunday, is a bigger deal than here in Las Vegas. The list of proposition bets is 37 pages long. Of course, you can bet on who wins the game. The Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years are slight favorites over the San Francisco 49ers. You can bet on things like who wins the coin toss. Will there be a safety? Will the game be decided by 3 points? And I like this bet. Will there be an overtime? Yes is plus 800, meaning if you bet 100, you would win 800 and oh so many more. The Super Bowl is more than about sports. It reflects our culture. One of the coaches for the 49ers is Katie Sowers. Katie was once rejected from a volunteer coaching position because of her lifestyle and is now the first lesbian to coach in the Super Bowl.
I think the future for women in sports is that one day a woman will be hired as a coach of a men's professional team and it will not be a headline. I have journals where I would keep track of what I liked about coaches, what I didn't like about coaches, so I could remember that when I was older and, you know, getting into the profession. I posted on my Instagram back then when I was coaching an eighth grade football team, and I said, NFL, I'm coming for you. And little did I know that that was, actually going to happen.
The impact of RuPaul's Drag Race will be seen during the game. Two drag queens from the show will star in an ad, and since well over 100 million Americans watch the game, these commercials cost over $5 million. That works out to about $167,000 a second. In this teaser, Ms. Cracker is trying to get a helmet over her drag queen wig.
Ready, Cracker? Chickpeas. I was born ready. I hope this doesn't give me helmet hair.
Yes, the promo has the tagline, "Hair we go," and what they're trying to sell is hummus. Yes, Sabra hummus.